Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, the host, and this is Wednesday, so it's a day we take the topic we've looked at all week. We see how the Bible's word on that topic challenges and changes us. We're looking this week at questions of priorities, and particularly priorities when it comes to material possessions. Jesus used three illustrations for this. Yesterday we looked at how material possessions can decay here on earth. They're not lasting. Jesus wants us to invest in things that do last, heavenly things. Today we look at Jesus' second illustration of this, and it's pretty cryptic for us to understand today because it's a funny saying, but here it is. The eye is the lamp of the body, so if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Now this doesn't make a lot of sense to us today because it's a saying we don't use. But think about it, when you ask somebody what's in your heart, or you ask about somebody else what's in their heart, are you really asking if there's blood in there? No, not really. You're asking what's at the core of who they are? What do they truly believe? What do they truly love? What are they passionate about? Who are they at the center of who they are? That's what the heart means in our culture and in our language. That's what the eye meant in Jesus' culture and language. The eye was the core of who somebody was. It was at their center. It said something about the entirety of their being. That's what the eye represented. Someone with a good eye was seen to be generous, and somebody with a bad eye was seen to be miserly and selfish. That's why it's such an apt illustration for Jesus to use on this topic of possessions and priorities. Jesus is saying those who can see are those who can see where they're going. They can plan out their tasks in a way that's very different from somebody who's blind. Jesus doesn't have anybody against the blind here, but he's using it as an illustration because it's a good one. He's saying that those who can see do things very differently from those who can't see. If you've ever seen somebody blind walk around, it's fascinating. They do travel in a very different way from somebody who sees. They do everything, in fact, differently. They use touch, whereas somebody who with sight doesn't use touch near as much, if at all, to do those daily menial tasks. Jesus is saying that the eye changes everything. If you can see, you do things differently from somebody who can't see. And if you have a good eye, he says, if you are generous and focused on God's kingdom, then you live life very differently from somebody who can't see. Somebody who can't see God's kingdom as their goal and priority. Everything else in life is then done differently. The eye impacts everything. Jesus is saying your focus or priority in life changes everything else as well. In this illustration, the eye or heart represents the core of who we are, our priorities, our focus in life. And he says if that's right, then everything else falls into place. I remember as a teenager, I used to go sailing. And one of the rules in sailing was that you pointed the bow of the boat where you wanted to go. You always tried to keep that pointed at the marker you were trying to just pass around in a race. The same way Jesus is saying, he wants us to focus our eyes in the right place. We can be so tempted to focus our eyes on earthly things. I need to make enough. I need to spend enough. I need to borrow enough. I need to save enough. We can get so focused on earthly things that it becomes our priority in life, our number one. What Jesus is saying, though, is he wants our number one to be God and his kingdom. And then all the other things fall into place. When we have Jesus' kingdom as our priority, then everything else in life starts to look different. We start to do those things differently, just like a person who's been blind and suddenly can see starts to do things in a very different manner. Jesus is telling us to aim our eyes, to aim our boat at God's kingdom. At becoming more and more like God through his son Jesus. And then, he says, all these other things will be added to us. And that's what we're going to see tomorrow. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to consider. When you see someone who has what you desire, how do you feel personally? What do you think of them? How can greed blind us to our true state? And how does generosity free us from the grip of materialism and self-centeredness? Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.